أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We will now look at the tafsir, Surah An-Nur, Ayat 41 to 46. Before we begin, an important note. When we learn from the commands of Allah, we should not just pass by them and not do anything. If we say to ourselves that I will obey such and such command later, and we procrastinate, then we should know it only gets harder and harder to follow them when we procrastinate. Ease is when a person learns the commands and obeys immediately. Then ease comes from Allah. One who keeps on thinking and puts off obeying, it only becomes harder as the days pass. And the shaitan makes us forget. And it often happens that we are not able to obey the commands of Allah that we learn about. Also, previously we learned about the ayahs regarding privacy of homes. We learned that even if someone leaves their door open, we still cannot look in. And if we look at Facebook, Instagram, and other forms of social media, this is people opening their doors of their homes, their lives, for others to see, where everything is open to see. Is it acceptable for us to look inside every open door and waste our time? That which we have no relation regarding what the person posting is doing, where she is going, what is happening in our life, this is not our business. We destroy our lives by making comments and looking at other people's lives. This is a form of spying into other people's lives, which is not allowed. Not only that, this is a biggest time waster. It is also an addiction, so have to stay away from it. We cannot waste our lives and deeds following after lives of others. Now we will begin with Ayah 41. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر أن الله يسبح له من في السماوات والأرض. Did you not see that indeed everything in the heavens and the earth glorifies Allah? Who is doing glorification or tasbih of Allah? Man, whatever or whoever, fis samawat, in the heavens. Who is in the heavens? We only know about the angels. We do not know about any other creation. Only Allah knows better what other creation is in the heavens. And here, this is not only referring to the living creation, but non-living, such as the sun, the moon, the stars, and other planets. Whatever else that is out there is included. And there are so many matters mankind does not even know about. If there is other creation on the planets or stars, we do not know about it. We do not even know the expanse of the universe. But whatever else is there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that everything and all glorify Him. Wal ard, and on the earth, whatever is in it. Man fil ard, whoever is in the earth. And who else does tasbih of Allah and glorifies Him? Wal tayru safat, and the birds in rows. Subhanallah. This is a beautiful ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to open our eyes and see and know and reflect that even with these signs we can recognize our Lord. We are told that the entire universe is praising and glorifying Allah. Tasbih is from sabaha. It means moving quickly or swimming. As a person who does tasbih does it quickly. There are two meanings in tasbih. We learn that everything in the universe is working swiftly. They are swimming or in motion for Allah, per His command. This is the first meaning. They are running and doing their work quickly. The sun is moving quickly, the moon is moving quickly, and the stars are moving. The angels are moving swiftly. Everything and everyone is in motion and doing their work swiftly. And they are doing it for Allah. So this is tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even science tells us about all the planets that move in their orbit. Long ago, people didn't know what tasbih was, other than just movement of tongue in praising Allah. But now we learn that everything is in movement and swimming in an orbit. When we see the stars in the night, when they twinkle, just as lips doing tasbih open and close, so they too are doing tasbih. And running quickly, just as Muslims, when they go for Hajj or Umrah, how they circumambulate around the Kaaba. Then they run between the mountain of Safa and Marwa. There is continuous walking and running. This is tasbih. So everyone is running, whether if anyone wants to or not. They are moving quickly in the universe of Allah. And today we have reached our age running and in continuous motion. This is life. It's passing as days pass. This is a journey that is taking us to Allah. And we are running. Everyone is making their movement towards meeting with Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَالنَّجْمُ وَالشَّجْرُ يَسْجُدَانِ. Everything is in prostration and has surrendered themselves to Allah. As we know that everything is created from atom. What is an atom composed of? A neutron, electrons, and protons. The electrons and protons are in constant motion. Therefore, everything is in motion and is submitted and does as Allah commands. Just as Allah commanded the sky to be above the earth, and that's where it is, and it is pleased. And the earth is spread below man's feet, and is walked upon, and it is pleased with that. They are submitted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us how everything does His tasbih and celebrate His praise. So wouldn't you do it? Will you, O man, not submit yourself? Man thinks, if I submit to Allah's commands, I will be left alone, and people will abandon me. Or what will people say? Rather, the entire universe will be with them. The entire universe is submitted to Allah. Man will only be alone and left out when he goes against the commands of Allah. Because the entire universe is going one way, walking in obedience of Allah. And man wants to walk backwards. So one meaning of this be is that everything is moving according to the commands of Allah. And this is His tasbih. They are doing tasbih with it. This is tasbih with their condition or state. What is the number two meaning of tasbih? This is doing tasbih verbally by speaking. Everything is doing tasbih of Allah with their utterance. As when Dawud alayhi salam would do tasbih of Allah and recite from Zabur, what else would praise and glorify Allah along with him? The mountains and the birds. The birds would do tasbih while in flight. Wherever one looks, towards their right, their left, their above, below, there is someone and something celebrating the praises of Allah. Man is surrounded all around with other creation doing the tasbih. O man, Why don't you do tasbih of Allah? Everything is occupied in His praises, even while the nature of each creation is different in its character, its colors, but all are upon one way, that is obedience of Allah. And they are all occupied in celebrating the praises and doing tasbih as He commanded them. Such exemplary tasbih and glorification that not a creation other than man or jinn who disobey Allah. We see such huge planets, but they do not crash into each other nor cross each other's marked boundaries. The sun doesn't run into the moon, nor the moon goes into the sun. We see such obedience. What is Allah teaching mankind? Every creation is submitted to Allah. Then why you, O man, are obstinate and defiant? We have proof of tasbih from Quran and Hadith. We learn in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَحْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. Even in the rocks there are those that fall down from fear of Allah, and they split asunder, and rivers gush forth amidst them. That means that they have consciousness that they do it. And in Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّهُ بِحَمْدِهِ. And not from anything except it celebrates the praises of Allah. Everything does His tasbih. And in Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرِ. Did you not see that indeed everything in the heavens and the earth is prostrating to Allah, everything in the universe, including the sun and the moon, mentioned separately in this ayah? Not only they do tasbih of Allah, but are in prostration to Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said, I recognize a rock in Mecca that used to greet me with salam even before my proclamation of prophethood. The Prophet ﷺ said that the mountain of Uhud loves me and I too love it. This is in Bukhari narrations. Feeling love is something we think is only in the living things, and do not think that these non-living things would have these feelings of seeing or having feelings or seeing and recording our actions. And they are testifying about us on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions in Surah Al-Zilzal, that day even the earth will give its testimony and narrate its news. We should realize that these things that we consider non-living and dead, who do not know anything, and we can do whatever we want, they see and record whatever man does. That day they will testify. We think the same about animals, that they have no intellect, and that we are the only ones with intellect. In a Bukhari and a Muslim narration, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated that once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led the Fajr Salah and then turned to people and said, a man was taking his cow. When he became tired, he started riding on the cow and started hitting it. The cow said, this is not why I was created. I was created to till the soil. So the people said, Subhanallah, does the cow speak? The Prophet ﷺ said, I and Abu Bakr and Umar believe it. Despite that, Abu Bakr and Umar were not present at that time, but said, if they were here, they would believe it. So we learn that these animals have a consciousness. Once the Prophet ﷺ, when he was climbing on top to Mount of Hira, one of the rocks started moving. The Prophet ﷺ said to it, "Be steady, upon you is a prophet, a truthful one, and a martyr," referring to Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, and Talha bin Rubay radiallahu anhuma. When they were upon Mount Hira and its rock started moving. This is also found in the Sahih Muslim narration. Similarly, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that we were on the outskirts of Makkah with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not pass by any mountain or tree without their greeting him, "Assalamu alaikum, ya Rasulullah." This narration is found in Tirmizi and Ad-Darimi. Then another famous narration in Bukhari, when a new pulpit was made for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that replaced the older one made from trunk of a date palm. In a way, it was dead, but when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by it and went upon the new pulpit, the old pulpit of the palm tree started to weep as a camel cries. The entire masjid heard the crying. Even the companions heard it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came down from the pulpit and hugged it. Then it slowly started to stop its crying. It was saddened that the Prophet would not be with it. We learn that the rocks, trees, and animals, those that we think do not have the ability to speak, we find proof in a hadith that not only they spoke, but they greeted the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If these things could greet the Prophet, wouldn't they do tasbih of Allah? Because they knew the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a prophet of Allah. Subhanallah. In Bukhari, it is also mentioned that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud stated that once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with them upon a journey. When they ran out of water, the Prophet asked them to bring whatever water that remained to be brought in a vessel to him. The Prophet put his hand in it and said, "With the blessing of Allah, come to the purifying water." The Ibn Mas'ud said, "Verily, I saw water flowing between the fingers of the Prophet, and when we would eat our meal, we could hear the tasbih of the food." There are many narrations about the tasbih of food. The Prophet ﷺ had the companions hear the tasbih of their food. In addition, there is a narration about the tasbih of stones and rocks. As we learn how they split from fear of Allah and due to their recognition of Allah. After learning about the narrations, we cannot think that how these non-living things do tasbih of Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that everything does his tasbih with its state or condition as well as in their utterance. They can do it both ways. In Bukhari, it is mentioned that a companion said they were eating with the Prophet and they could hear the tasbih of their ta'am or food. Another companion, Abu Dharr, mentions that he heard the pebbles doing tasbih while in the hands of the Prophet, and the Sahaba heard it as well, saying their tasbih sounded like the buzzing of bees. Similarly, in a Musnad Ahmad narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he saw the camels and the riders upon them, he said, "Ride upon them with safety and leave them with safety, and do not make them your chairs while talking to each other in the markets and bazaars." Just as people sit on couches and sofas to converse with each other. Said, "Listen, many rides do more zikr of Allah than their riders and are superior to them, because many times the rider doesn't even remember Allah while the riding animal is doing zikr of Allah. Even when we sit in our cars, even if it is made of metal, even they do tasbih, and we get in them. And many times, we ourselves forget to do zikr of Allah." When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّهُ بِحَمْدِهِ. So no matter what it is, everything does his tasbih. In one narration, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, an ant bit a prophet. Because of that, he commanded that the entire colony of ants be burned down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent wahi to him, saying, only one ant stung you, and you have destroyed the entire colony and creation of Allah who does his tasbih, subhanallah. It means that they do tasbih of Allah even in their holes. From the ahadith, we learn how the entire creation is occupied in tasbih of Allah and celebrating his praises. Even the birds in rows do tasbih of Allah while in flight. Why are the birds mentioned separately when the entire creation of heavens and earth are mentioned? Why are not lions or cats mentioned specifically? Why are birds mentioned? Because the ones above in heavens are doing tasbih, and one below on earth are doing tasbih, and then there is a creation that is in between, birds in flight that are doing tasbih of Allah in the atmosphere. When the birds are flying in air, they do tasbih of Allah. So when we look at the birds in flight from now on, we have to remember this, that it is flying and doing tasbih, because Allah tells us in the Quran. When we are occupied with a task, we don't remember to do tasbih. When we drive, we do not remember tasbih. Or while washing our dishes, we forget to do tasbih. But the birds, even in flight, do tasbih of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions birds doing tasbih, far, fat, while in rows, they do their tasbih. And even in flight, they are organized in rows. As we see flying birds, how they fly in formation or rows, when one turns, they all turn in the same direction. Not one going one way and the other in a completely different direction. They fly in a large group. Even then, they do tasbih. Their rows are so aligned. While even we, in the masjid, with lined carpets, we cannot make straight rows. Even after being reminded to stand together and straight in our rows, we see gaps and people scattered in jama'ah. While in the skies, there are no lines for rows, nor tracks, yet they fly balanced and in rows. Who taught them how to do it and to do tasbih? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they recognize their creator, their Lord. So from now on, whenever we go out, we should think how everything is celebrating the praises of Allah and doing his tasbih. When we see the trees, the stones, the dirt, even the dust particles, everything in the universe is engaged in tasbih of Allah. If they are all doing tasbih, then how is our voice not among them doing the tasbih? If we hear the birds early in the morning, we can hear their chirping. The problem these days is that we are so accustomed to an artificial life where homes are closed, doors and windows are closed, so we cannot hear any voices from outside. If we get out in the nature early in the morning, the sounds of birds in the early morning is beautiful as they do their tasbih of Allah. Making rows shows their collectiveness, not being separate from each other, and it shows organization, as we should be. We are being taught how even the birds, when they do zikr of Allah, do in an organized manner, and we too should pray the congregational fard salah in an organized manner, making straight rows. We should be organized, not only in salah, but in everything we do. Abu Thabit narrates that he was sitting with Abu Ja'far and he asked him, "Do you know what the birds say when the sun comes out and after it comes out?" He said that he didn't know. He said the birds do tasbih of Allah and ask for that day's provision for themselves. Everything is doing tasbih of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Kullun qad alima salatahu wa tasbihahu." Each one, all of them know their prayer and how to praise Him. Here tasbih means uttering praises in their own language and doing the work they are created to do. Just as the sun, it knows where it has to set, where is its orbit and its speed, and how it has to travel. Everything in this regard has been taught to it and is doing its task swiftly. It is occupied in the task Allah has ordained for it without any objections. Everyone has been taught. We learn that Allah has taught them, and all of the creation knows how they have to do their tasbih of their Creator. In tasbih, they are attesting flawlessness of Allah. What is tasbih? Tasbih is from sabbaha. It means proclaiming flawlessness of Allah. We proclaim that He is flawless from every imperfection, every deficiency, any weakness. When we say Subhanallah, this is tasbih of Allah. And by saying it, we proclaim that He is flawless. By doing tasbih, we are saying, "Allah, You are glorified and free and pure from being inscribed with all that is not worthy of His majesty." They are all saying, "O Allah, You are free from any flaw." And when a person is doing tasbih, he is proclaiming that, "O Allah, Your every decree is correct. Your every command is correct. There is no defect in anything. Only man complains that in this thing, this is not right. And in a different thing or a matter, this isn't right. And considers the decrees of Allah do not apply to times of today." Every creation is saying that, "O Allah, Your every decree is right and correct and has no fault." And man takes our flaws and raises objections. And everyone in the universe has knowledge. As Allah says that they have knowledge. The mountains have knowledge. Trees have knowledge. Insects have knowledge. Honeybee has knowledge. Even particles of dust have knowledge. And even an atom has knowledge and doesn't start revolving in the opposite direction. They all know their way of worship, but sadly, only mankind doesn't know how his salah is, how he should pray it, and how his tasbih should be. People get impressed with qualifications and degrees of other people, but if he doesn't know who his Creator is, nor does he know how to do his tasbih, nor he knows how to pray, then he has forgotten his Lord. And if he doesn't know that he has to submit to Him, then in the entire universe, he is the one who is the biggest ignorant and one without true knowledge. Because Allah says that they all have knowledge. But this person doesn't have even this much knowledge as any animal or birds or lifeless rocks have. How can we consider someone like this highly qualified or educated? One who doesn't know this much. If in our lives we do not hear the tasbih of other creation and they seem quiet, that is not the case. They are not quiet. They are praying and doing their tasbih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ya ayyuhal insan, ma ghurraka bi rabbika al-kareem." O mankind, What has caused you to be deceived about your Lord? Why are you turned away from him? Where are you going? Was it not in your capacity to gain knowledge of attributes of your Creator? Why did he bestow an intellect to you? If doubts and misconceptions are not being removed, and have questions and objections, then you fail to recognize your Lord. While all other creation recognized their Creator, they knew what he indicated to them and are acting accordingly. While man was endowed with intelligence and was sent with revelation, despite being endowed with the means, he chose to remain ignorant. Allah has made man with the highest intellect. No bird or any other creation forgets to do zikr of Allah or pray. It eats, makes its nest, and flies, and is doing tasbih. The entire universe is doing its work and engaged in doing tasbih. After knowing how everything worships and does constant tasbih of Allah, is it befitting for man to remain behind all other creation in this regard? How should our tasbih be? We learn about the honeybees, how it takes different paths and is inspired to traverse different paths to collect pollen to make the honey, and does it as it is taught by Allah. It is such a tiny creation that knows so much. Wallahu alimum bima yaf'alun, and Allah knows with whatever they do. Mankind and jinn are being reminded that Allah created them for his worship. They forgot and how the rest of the creation is submitted and humbled to their Creator. This was the man's purpose, but where did he get lost? And Allah knows of all their tasbih and whatever movement they make. It is in his knowledge. There is a lesson in this for everyone. We can remind those who do not pray and tell them how the entire universe prays and the mountains also pray, as their prayer is their shade, and how their standing is the qiyam and their shadow is their prostration. Some are in qiyam and some are such as cows. When they lower their heads and graze, they are in ruku. Everyone is praying the way Allah taught them, not necessarily the way we are taught to pray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows their prayer. We do not know. And how they do their tasbihat, they are doing it as they were taught by Allah. We can talk to our kids about how everything in the universe prays and why we should not be the ones who do not pray.